Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Another blessed Friday in Jesus' name. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And I want to welcome you all that are listening to the broadcast, no matter what part of the world you're listening to this broadcast at. I want to say welcome to you, to those of you in Canada and Iraq. Welcome in Jesus' name. Those in the United States here, welcome. And even other countries who are listening to the broadcast, I want to welcome you in Jesus' name. Amen. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines are open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD2MAN@gmail.com. And once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're given to you. Praise be to God. So, without further ado, I am grateful once again for all of you that are tuned in to this broadcast. For those of you that follow us, you know it's Friday. That means heart to heart with Brother Lee and the Handmaidens, and I'll be joining them. As well, the Lord say the same tomorrow night, also another broadcast, heart to heart with Brother Lee and the Handmaidens. And as we wait for my brother to come on, I want us to pray for those who have filed for their unemployment, ain't seen nothing. Who bills are down, your money down to $2. I mean, I'm not saying it to be funny. This is a serious time. This is a time where people are getting upset, and I understand that. And this is a time where I hope that we've seen a lesson about man-made systems. I mean, people are getting on the systems, trying to file their claims, is either crashing, is either shutting down. Some unemployment centers have claimed that, for example, I was looking at this lady who was a waitress, who's a waitress in New York, and she said that she filed unemployment last month, and she's been waiting for $2,124 worth of unemployment. She hadn't got nothing for unemployment, okay? She said she's steady calling. She can't get no help. She can't get through and all that. And I know many of you that's listening know she's telling the truth. In fact, I can vouch for that because that's the same thing been going with me now. And in fact, they said that, I don't know if this is the same lady, but anyhow, said that the unemployment center said, hey, we send you some money. We send you a card. She ain't even got the card. They don't even know where the card at. And she can't even get no help from anyone to find out where is the card. Okay? Now, my prayer is for all the people that's suffering that right now. Number two, my prayer is going to be for the president. And I'm going to tell you why. I know for the particular reason why God permitted him to be in the office. In fact, let me click my brother on here. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, brother.
Shalom.
God bless. I want to request prayer for a couple people. One of them is people together and one for another. The first one, I want to pray for everyone that's having problems getting the unemployment. Now, I know you probably heard of it. The systems are crashing. People filing, it ain't going through. The phone numbers they give you, you can't get through it all. And I know this for a truth myself personally. And I was telling them about, I've seen about this waitress in New York right now. Now, she filed unemployment last month. She's been waiting for over $2,000 worth of unemployment. Okay? And can't get nobody. She can't get no help. And she's, I know she's telling the truth. I know this personally. And I pray that America see about the man-made system. Because it's crashing, your phone calls dropping, you're getting busy signals, you ain't getting no help. Plus, number two, I want to pray for our president. And what I want to pray for him particularly is that God help him in putting priorities in order. Because at one point he's talking about reopening America. My thing is you need to work with the people and getting these systems going right to help people, because there's people down to their last $10 and they ain't seen no kind of benefits, okay? But you're talking about so quick to reopen and making remarks like you're paying people that's not working. I mean, come on, you're jumping ahead, you're overlooking people, and it's people right now, and I'm telling you, people are in particular places. They're doing I ain't going to say a march, rallying up to these places because they're angry, okay? So I think that our president needs to see, you need to be working together to make sure this system is going right to go through to everybody, because you quickly talked about reopening things, and you got folks sitting there waiting for some kind of assistance. They borrow from families as much as they can. So I want to offer up that prayer, number one, for everyone who is going through that thing right now. And we know it's probably in the millions or whatever. I know in the millions have been filing, and the systems ain't been able to handle it, okay? And our president. So that's the two I want the prayer request for.
Okay. Lord, we acknowledge on this broadcast, we acknowledge Jesus Christ and what we do might be to the glory of God. And
yes, Lord.
And this is this day we have our touching of the women of God around the world and our handmaidens night. And so we have special needs that have come. And so what we're going to do, Lord, is just, if any two would agree, as touching anything. And we're going to speak from the decrees of 22nd chapter of Job. We're going to decree there's an opening of a door to all these people who are struggling in difficulty and getting substance for their need, their daily bread, and such as unemployment and the stimulus package that had been promised, and to the poor as the poor. So today, as our brother agreed, first of all, and decreed,
yes, sir,
in every place, well, we release your hand. And Jabez prayed that your hand would be over us.
Yes, sir.
And your right hand will open these doors that has hindered people and blocked them from receiving their needs for their daily provision in every place.
Yes.
Let the door be open.
Lord, we
release your angels to go forth and push back the hindrance of every power that stopped them.
Yes, Lord,
in Jesus' name.
In the name of
we
Jesus.
Prevail over the blocks and the hindrance of unemployment and special needs, and you, the provision, you are the God of provision. So we decree that you would answer the prayers of your people, and the doors open, and the needs shall be met for those that are in desperate need. We also decree that our president, who has a great burden and responsibility upon him, that you would, Lord Jesus, work with him and deal with him about having, putting priorities in special place, especially for those that are in at the bottom of the ring, those that need help the most, that you would touch his heart and deal with him in the wisdom of his need of his counsel, that you would open the way, that all priorities, that you remember the poor and the hungry and the needy and the desperate need of those people at the bottom. In Jesus' name, we decree help, that you are releasing your angels now. Lord, you're releasing your angels and dispersing the hindering power. Thank you for releasing your angels going forward to deliver and bringing a deliverance in this area. Thank you, Lord, for answering this decree this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Many people are finding, which I knew, that during these difficult times of releasing the special need, that many people in the poor was not going to get quick relief. It's basically seemed like that happened time, even in America, that the poor is the poor and the desperate, desperate, where the need is greatest, and the provision needed often have to suffer the most. The stimulus package of $1,200 and the unemployment is overloaded and the system is overloaded and is crashing and so is being a great agony. The people that are in special needs, I would say to them, if they are a Christian or they are a believer or they're a redeemed person, if they are not, they will go and meet with two redeemed, saved people and decree an opening and a deliverance for your need. Find two saved, redeemed persons and come in agreement that the hand of God will be moved in your behalf, no matter where you are in the world. Jesus is a provider, and he's El Shaddai, and he's Jehovah Jireh, and he is sufficient to meet every need. He said, I never seen the righteous, Psalms, I think 37, I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. So we don't have to beg you, Lord, for what you have decreed. We just have to come in agreement that it will be done. Now, those outside of Christ who don't know the Lord shine mercy upon the just and the unjust. So he'll shine his mercy and kindness upon you because he cares for you too. Hallelujah. So meet the need. And we decree it and establish it by the word of God in Jesus' name. And the angels have already moving and busy right now. The angels of God are moving forward and doing it for the glory of God and the prayers of his people. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Well, here's the thing that I see about this thing that has come upon America and the world, which is to let people know, first of all, their great need, their greatest need. And this is what it's going to work in and awaken and stir many people, that this, which has been allowed, and I'm going to just say two, three reasons why this has been allowed and permitted by God. I didn't say he sent it. I say it's been permitted and allowed. Because it is going to work a more weighty and greater purpose. This little sorrow that we're going through, this time of grief for many people, and I agree with those that have lost loved ones and those that are inflamed and those that are sick. My heart goes out to them, and my faith goes out to them. And the loved ones, it's not too many children, I don't understand. It hasn't affected too many children. The young ones haven't affected them, but it's affecting more of the adults and the people, the seniors, and more vulnerable. But all of those that lose loved ones, and it is a wake-up call. And it is God allowing a wake-up call, awaken. I was telling you about how God's going to let this awakening, everything's going to be shaken. I've been talking about this back here last hour. God's going to shake everything. Everything that can be shaken will be shaken. And it's a wake-up call. First of all, it's a wake-up call to America, to the nation. It's a wake-up call to the unredeemed, the unsaved. It's a wake-up call to the church, the body of Christ, the believers. It's a wake-up call. And it's going to call people to see the need, to have an eyes opening why they need a personal relationship with the living God through Jesus Christ, and why we need to turn from darkness to light, and turn away from rebellion to submission to the Lamb of God. And many, many people are going to turn, their hearts are going to be broken through this grief and sorrow, that they may be saved and redeemed, though some will be taken away. So this sorrow of being brought to our knees to recognize the need that our nation has rejected Christ and the Bible as its standard and the gospel has been cast aside. And when people have forgotten whom created the heavens and earth, who Christ came to redeem and deliver us, have ignored him. And so these things are happening, and it is man-made. This is a man-made pandemic. This is a man-made virus that's been released. I'll say that again, hallelujah. It is a man-made, manufactured virus that was released by man, whom Satan was behind it and the influence of from the evil one, but the Lord Jesus, the Lord God, permitted it and allowed it to come upon America and the world to show you, to show America and the nations where you stand and what your greatest need is. So, thank God that God is meeting the need of those that exercise faith and come near to him. I never seen the righteous forsaken. And Job said something about the day that when great famine. Now I want you to know that there's a positive side and a negative side to things that happen in a judgment. There's a positive side and there's a negative side. So I'm looking at the positive side that the Lord Jesus is going to work through this. I'm not going to focus on all the negative. I'm going to focus on the ultimate purpose, the ultimate supreme purpose why the Lord is going to work to reveal himself and manifest himself, the redeeming grace of Jesus Christ, and why every soul and every person and every nation needs to bow their knees, bow their hearts to the Lamb of God who bare our sins and carried our sins and rose on the third day, and why they need to turn to him now, turn their whole hearts and life to him, and why the church need to make the body of Christ everywhere need to make a thorough rededication, commitment, and consecration of their lives to the gospel, to evangelize everybody. And this is the second person. The second reason it is going to cause many Christians who lackadaisy and ignoring evangelism, that we need to witness and to every person to bear witness about Christ and get on the trail to witness to every person that's possible about the need for salvation in Christ. Okay. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. Before the Lord can mold us, he has to humble us. Before he can take us to the place he wants, he takes us to the potter's house to mold and make a nation of people. He has to humble us, hallelujah, and he has to bring us low because of our pride and our self-reliance. See, we think that in crisis that the man or some government or some fish is going to deliver us. But I'm going to tell you something. See, we're going to find out the limitations that when the Lord permits something, not even man can fully deliver you. They can aid you. They can assist you, but they can't fully deliver you because you must turn to the Lamb of God. So now we had a small crisis. Now, Brother Nate, I call this a small crisis.
Amen.
Because I've been talking about these things for 20 years and advising and saying to people what's coming in past, what's going to take place, what's going to occur if we don't make a decision. A right decision. Been warning people for over 25 years about these. So these things are not, you know, shock to me. In fact, for the last 2 or 3 months, hallelujah, I've been sensing in 4 months that something that about this, and I saw about this shaking coming. Hallelujah. And it's going to help start a spiritual revival and awakening and a move of the Holy Spirit. And a hunger for God, and a desperate need for God. People all around the world are going to turn from their idol gods, their culture gods, from their money gods, from their pleasure gods, from their power gods, from their entertainment gods, from their idolatry gods, you know, from their sex gods and drug gods and hate gods and killer gods. And they're going to have to break their knees and bow to the true and the living God to seek him, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, because none of their gods in the earth can help. None of their trusting in these deities who cannot give life nor create life cannot deliver them. Only one. And Jesus is getting ready. And during this time, he's going to visit many people himself. Angels are getting ready to visit many people all over the world. They're going to have, you're going to hear about it later. And there are many angels going to be sent. Angels of God are going to visit many people in many nations. In many places, you're going to hear a visitation by the Lord Jesus appearing to many people. Hallelujah. Mostly in the Middle East and Far East and Islam nations and Hindu nations and all these nations, Jesus is going to appear to many. An angel is going to come, the angels of God. So let's look at the brighter side to those that humble themselves and submit themselves to Jesus. They're going to experience the greatest victory and greatest triumph in their lives for their families and their children. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So we're in the midst of a little small crisis. And we know what, you know, are we ready for the next crisis? The next wave is going to be not only this, it's going to be a spiritual wave, a Holy Ghost wave that's going to start in small places. And this Holy Ghost revival and awakening is mostly going to be outside what we call the church. It's not going to be so much in the church, because the church, the Christian world, they're kind of set in their own ways and their own pride. So the Lord's going to move outside what we call the traditional boundary of the church. Yes, he's going out and get a people outside. Oh, yes. Children, young people, old people, educated, uneducated people in every nation. Hallelujah. It's happening and it's begun and it's going to break forth. Now, he got to go outside of what we call it the Christian church, the body, because, not going to get in there, why he's going outside and get a people. Muslim. Amen. But we're going to see the greatest miraculous things happen among children. Like I've been telling you for the last few days, we're going to see the greatest move in evangelism among children. How God's going to have children be a voice crying out and speaking in every nation. Even women's going to be moved mightily. Unusual things, unexpected. He's going to use people you think he'll never. And they'd be outside of the boundary of what we call the traditional Christian church. All right. We're about to see something good come out of this grief and sorrow. But the Lord's going to cause, as Romans 8 says, that he can call all these things work together for our good, our ultimate complete good. Of course, we can't see it now, because when people are grieving and seeing loved ones, they can't see the supreme ruling of the Jesus Christ to use it for a greater good and a greater purpose. It may seem to be for evil, but the Lord is going to turn it, the evil that Satan meant for it and men, to turn it in to a great moment of grace and deliverance. Man-made, but the next wave that's coming to shake America and the world, if we don't turn to the Lord now, and as a nation, as a people, and the church will repent and come away, Hatashiko, turn totally away from its idolatrous ways and doings, and turn back to the Lamb of God, the Christ, and let the revival of the Holy Spirit come, and the move of power, as it was Elijah in his day. We're going to see another wave hit America. Now, I see it's going to be coming three waves. I saw this first one came back. I saw in the 9/11. I saw that coming, and I warned the people on the street of Chicago. Naturally, they look at you like you're crazy. You know, you're crazy. What are you talking about? I'm down the street. I'm warning people about 9/11. I warn people. People they harden their hearts just like Israel did. And people's hearts are hard and full of unbelief. And most of the people, they just want some carnal stuff to entertain them, to make them feel good. Whatever it takes, baby, where are you going? Where's the feel good at? Where's the party where they feel good at? It's all people want money, power, and feel good in their sins. And so you ask people, what you got in mind? They either got a bottle or a pipe or a weed or some of this. You notice that most of the people got this music to their ears. I've been telling people about this music, how the devil's going to use music. Been telling people how the devil is going to use music to captivate. I've been telling people about all this, about it's going to be so captivated, like the spirits of Babylon. And children are going to be rebellious against their parents and don't want to hear, don't want to obey, even at an early age. And you wonder why it's happening. Hallelujah. Wives, and then wives, they're going to let the spirit of the world get them. And they're going to, I'm in love with somebody else. I'm attracted to somebody else. Spirit is going to come. And if we don't fight and no deliverance, that spirit is going to capture me. Oh, I see somebody else. I think I want to leave this marriage and leave this thing. And I see somebody that's going to make me happy. Now, they use the word happy. See, this is the word they use the word happy. See, we don't even know that that's not necessarily a spiritual word, happy. God did not put you in here to make you happy. That's not his purpose. That's the world's purpose, to get happy. Because they know what they're talking about, happy is not God's plan for you. If God's got a better plan than what you call, quote, happy. Thank you, Jesus. For happy is for a moment. Happy is I feel all right, good now. As long as I can just feel good, all right, it's all right. So here we are on this, what is it? The sixth day of our Lord. This is the day I rejoice and be exceedingly glad. He said, this is the day. What did David say? I will rejoice and be glad in him. So I'm going to rejoice and be glad in my Lord. It depends on where you're standing at. If you're standing on the other side of the river, amen. But if you stand on the right side of the river, this is the day. This is the day the Lord God in me. I will rejoice and be glad in him. All right. Now, you, my heart goes out to the people that's been hurting and crying out in the East, in the Middle East, in Africa, in Syria, Turkey, and Ukraine, and Russia, parts of China, Iraq, Iran, all these nations whom the Lord is going to move mightily upon. Jesus is going to move greatly upon these. Why is he not going to be so to America? Because America had so much light, so much truth, so much blessing upon it, it has turned idolatrous and pagan and heathen. Kashataka. So he's turning to the Middle East, to those people who are hungry, who are in desperate need, who are ready to receive. America is not ready. The next one that's coming after this, we call it pandemic, coronavirus 19 or whatever name they want to put on it. The next wave that's going to come in is really going to bring America down. Shata. If you will, we to understand from God's point of view why he allowed this virus to come, and the church world did not really know that it was coming. Now, why is that? Why is the Christian, the believers, and some of the great evangelists and some of the great, why did they not know or was warned that this only a very few people had, only a very few. But why did not the great prophets and preachers and pastors, why did they not know, Brother Nate? Why did he not, the warning go to them? Because in Amos, the Lord God says in Amos, as well as to Abraham in Genesis 18. And I think it's Amos 3, 6 and 7. The Lord God will do nothing or allow pit nothing in the earth until he first reveal it to his prophets. He said to Abraham to show you about dominion and authority. Abraham, the Lord God said to Abraham, can I do anything until I... And look what he said to Abraham. When he got ready to destroy son of Gomorrah, he could not destroy without coming to the man who had authority and dominion and legacy in the earth. He came to Abraham and said, I can't. Lord God said, I can't do anything until I first tell it to my servant. And so he told Abraham what he's about to do. I'm going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. See, the Lord God cannot do anything in the earth until he warned the covenant believers. He won't do it. So I'm trying to wonder, why is the majority of the people who have a covenant, who will call themselves redeemed, did not get the hearing of this was coming? Well, that means we're too far away. Uh-oh. That includes me and anybody else. I'm not leading nobody out. But hallelujah, too far away. We got to return to our first love. Okay. All right, Brother Nate, let's get going here. And thank God for answering the decree. But he's not going to answer some of these things quickly because we got to be broken. I'm going to tell you, some of these needs are not going to be answered immediately because we have to be broken before God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I said we have to be broken. So people got to know where their provider, who is their provider? Hallelujah. Now, when there come a famine in the land, a famine from hearing the word of God, and then the famine come upon the land, but first there's a famine for hearing the word, rejecting the word of God and the gospel. Then a famine come upon the financial, the food, the land, and the economy. Now, the famine to hit the economy, that's when you get the people's attention. When you come a famine for can't get food, that's when you get people's attention. So, we're about to see a famine that's going to come this way. It's already started, but we just don't. Anybody, they're not telling you a whole lot of stuff. The government is not telling you a whole bunch of stuff.
Right.
I'm afraid they lie a lot. I'm sorry. I didn't say everybody, but they lie a lot. They conceal a lot. But the Lord will let you know. That's why he always got a listening ear of a people. That's why I tell you, don't get caught away with anything where you can't hear God. Don't get distracted in life by anything and get in a place where you can't hear. Can't hear when the warning sound comes, because your mind can be carried away with people, with family, loved ones, get all drawn away because you can't hear the voice of the Lord. That's all. That's why I don't argue with people anymore. God said, follow peace and holiness. And I don't argue with people anymore. I don't argue with them. I let them argue by themselves. The Lord said, keep your mind clear and in peace. Out of contention, out of bitterness, unforgiveness, when the trumpet sound, the Lord said, this is about to happen. This is going to occur. Well, the next one that's soon to come, let me go back on here. All right, brother, we're going to go on today. We're so glad to be on here. And we're talking about the angels. We're talking about the last time. We're talking about the angels, angelic hosts, the multitude of why angels. And I want to thank God for last night. He sent his angel to deliver me and protect me all this week. And I just want to thank you, Jesus. He gave his angels charge. I just want to say, I'm grateful, Lord. because there's powerful devils and demons and destruction every day. Satan is planning and plotting. I say every day, Satan is planning and plotting, especially against the people of God, especially against the redeemed in Christ. Every day, evil and the wicked one and demons and principality are having meetings how they can destroy America and destroy the Christians. Sorcery, witches, warlocks are coming together daily to release curses against America and against the Christian. And principalities and demons and devils are having gathering how they can overthrow the American way and the Christian values and the Church of the Living God. And they're conspiring daily. But
Amen.
God has given us
Amen.
The advantage. I said the Lord Jesus has given his people the advantage. I said again, the Lord Jesus has given us the advantage over the wicked one. He has given us to be more than conquerors. You know, when Elisha, the Elisha prophet, the king was plotting to destroy Israel, and every time he make a plan, Elijah, the angel, would say something to Elijah, and he would warn Israel. And that's why he sent them soldiers to kill Elijah, because Elijah was tapping on heaven, and he heard every plan that the evil king was and the angel of the Lord was talking to Elijah and telling him everything that the enemy was planning. Now, the angels of God play a vital role in our deliverance. Let's read a few things, Brother Nate, if you don't mind, about the
Amen.
Angelic host, why they're so important in the plan and purposes of delivering his people. Last night, the angels were stationed. We're going to find out why we were delivered last night. We're going to also give your testimony, Sister Helen, why the storm didn't take you all away.
Amen.
Okay. Well, let's praise him anyhow.
Amen.
I said, let's praise him anyhow.
Yes, Lord.
I praise him anyhow. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Let's talk about the angel and the plan that they play, because there are many millions of them in the earth, and the Lord has a specific plan for all the angels for helping him in his plan on the earth towards mankind. Let's see what they say about these angels, Lord. Well, they're so important, how they play a major role in our deliverance. Let's go to Hebrew and see chapter 1, verse 13 and 14. Yes. And yes. What it says about these angels of God. Now, thank God for his angels. No, we're not worshiping angels. We're just thanking God for his deliverance through his angel. Now, we're just acknowledging that the Lord uses his angel. No, we ain't worship them. We're not in the Catholic. We're not in the other thing. No, we don't worship none but Jesus, the Lamb of God. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 13 and 14.
The word of God said, but to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation?
Brothers, you know that's one of the greatest promises given to the believers in Christ and to the covenant. That is one of the one of the great promises that's been overlooked to the believers. Now, the sad story is that the apostate church, the Roman Catholic, has taken this out of the place that God intended for it to be, because they worship saints and angels. And see, that's the devil side of it. But the Lord meant for us to know and understand what advantage and benefit we have when he made this promise. Read this promise to the believers. Why ministering spirit and angels exist? Read that again so we need to hear this promise, this great promise, why it worketh for our deliverance.
But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool? Are there not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation?
What do you think about that promise, brother?
Well, he said, the Lord said his word would not return to him void. I think it's a great promise to know that the Lord has placed his angels to be in that position to help us in dealing with, you know, salvation.
Ministering spirits, are they not all? Ministering spirits of the angels. That's one, what they refer to as ministering spirit. Let's go to Psalms 103:20. Let's see why the important role that the angels of God play in our lives, in our ministry, in our protection, in our deliverance. Psalms 103:20. Wow.
Psalm 103:20 says, bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word.
Now, that's very important for us to comprehend why many people are not going to be deliverance, because they don't know the promises of God and activate these promises. Now, these promises must be activated, brother.
Amen.
Do you understand that? See, the
Amen.
Devil wants you to... The devil wants you to be ignorant. The devil wants you to be in ignorance. That's why he don't want you to study the word. See, my word is true. My word is a light and a lamp to your path. My word forever settled in heaven. My word is hope and deliverance. This is why the devil do not want you, Christian, to study the word of God, the gospel. He keeps them away from studying the word and hearing the word. Three things. This is why He keep them from studying and digging the word and meditating the word and the promises, and keep them from hearing the preached, taught, and exalted word. You see, the devil is cunning. You shall know the truth. No, I want you ignorant of the promises of God.
Yeah.
My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. He wants you to remain ignorant to what God has promised and what your benefit and what your advantage. God has given you an advantage. Now, you read that, what he said it again. Because many people are ignorant of these promises, and they don't know what God has given them an advantage over everything. Read that again about the angels. 103:20. Let's, Holy Ghost, help us to understand this.
The word said, bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandment to the voice of his word.
Hearkening. First of all, I tell you that the angels of God are under his command, not our command. But
right.
It says there's a little break in there. What do the angels stand by? They wait. They're waiting for the believers to release God's word, the promises of God, so they can move. When we release the promises of God, the angels get busy and get to moving. Hallelujah to Jesus. I mean, look, brother,
Amen.
Our faith in the word of God, our faith must activate the promises of God, release them. If we're ignorant of it, we won't do it.
Amen.
Brother, you can have, if you're ignorant of how much money in the bank, you'll starve to death. If you're ignorant that you have gas and turn it on and it heats you up and you just freeze to death. If you're just ignorant of how to use what God has made available to you, you'll be overtaken by the devil. If I didn't know how to activate the word when they put that knife to my throat, when these people racist, or when I was in a gang, Mr. Gay, if I didn't know how to rebuke fear, which came to paralyze faith, and rebuke the spirit of fear, and knew the promise of God in Jesus' name, if I didn't activate it, they would overcame me.
Amen.
If when they pulled that gun on Brother Clark and I in that place and was shooting up that place, you have to activate and know your God. First thing, you have to know your God and know your place in Christ. I'm not talking about no what people are talking about. I'm talking about actually know the Lord Jesus Christ and his activating power and promises. You must study the word and know the truth about the promises of God to him that is able to keep you from falling. Now it says in Ephesians 2, to him, look what it says. In Ephesians number 1, it says what? Now to him that is able to do exceedingly abundant. Look what it says. Now to him that is able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we ask or think.
Amen.
According to the power of God that worketh in us, according to faith, through our Lord Jesus Christ. You know why a lot of people happen to a lot of Christian good people? Because they may be standing in the wrong place and not activating who they are in Christ, who they are in Christ, not in the church, not in religion, not in their goodness, but in Christ, in the redeeming Christ, in him. Thank you, Jesus. Because when you're in a situation, brother, you ain't got time to call on no church and no brothers and no elders. That's the only one you got to call on, Jesus, in the midst of that problem. Is that right?
Amen.
You can't Instagram and telephone and wait till I get the church down in some position. No, your faith is going to have to deliver you. Did you get what I say?
Amen.
Jesus said, let it be unto you according to your faith. So your faith and your place have to deliver you, and you have to know the truth about the promises of God's advantages. And you have to live in them, walk in them, and release them. Oh, yes, you do. Now, when the angels locked the, what did they do to Daniel? They locked the mouth of the lions?
Right.
Well, what do you think Daniel was doing at the time before the angels getting ready for a big meal? You know, I mean, the you know, the lions were getting ready for a good meal.
Praying unto the Lord.
And there was, the lion was getting ready for a good evening meal. Some good chops. But Daniel,
amen,
the prophet of God, the lion's jaw were locked. And they did not get their meal. They got the meals later on from the enemies of Daniel. The enemies of Daniel was thrown into the lions to make sure they got their meal. But listen here. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. They excelled in strength and might above any human being and above any demon. There are different types and classes of angels. They have different assignments, brother. The highest order, the highest orders of the angelic rank is the protectors and guardians of the throne of God. I said the highest order are the angelic hosts who have wings called cherubims. They are the protectors and guardians of the throne of God. And these two cherubim, their wings cover the throne of God. They are the protectors and guardians. Listen. They protect the throne of God. Wow.
Amen.
The cherubim. God got an order. I said, God's got an order, brother, in his kingdom above. He got protocol. There's angels who are worship angels. That's all they do, worship day and night. See, most people don't know why worship and praise is so important. In heaven, praise and worship is going on 24/7. Did you get that, Nate?
Amen.
There's no begging. There's no begging going on. Worship and praise. There's angels flying around. They're called cherubims, with eyes in and without, with six wings, and all they do is encircle the throne. They're called worship angels. They worship 24/7 and said worthy. and holy and triumphant, and is the Lamb. Hallelujah to God. That's their assignment, brother. Day and night.
Amen.
Thank you. And they worship the Father, and they worship the Son. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let's see something about the angels. Let's go to Psalms. I'm going to go to, what is it, Psalms 34. What is part of their assignment? We're going to look to Psalms 34. And what it says in verse 7. The angels of the Lord encamp round about them that fear the Lord and deliver them. Did you get that, brother?
Amen.
Did we get that? Let's get that. The angels of the Lord encamp round about them that fear the Lord and deliver them. So we see the angels also have a job of delivering God's people. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. You know, when you're praying and you drop on your knees, the angels caused that storm in your way that last week. Y'all don't had this happen to y'all. The angel of the Lord just said, zoop. Hallelujah. They stood because the angels are in camp round about them that fear to deliver them. Sha. Don't faint. Don't fear. Only believe and release. Say to yonder mountain, you can't touch, you can't do. Because I'm under his wings, do I trust and I deliver. I'm delivered. Now, you notice the storms came your way within, what, 3 or 4 years? And they came the same
yeah.
way to test, to give us another test.
Yeah.
Letting you know that's going to come greater than that. I said, that's going to come greater than that.
Amen.
Did we get that? Hallelujah to Jesus. Amen to Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, it said they are camped round about to deliver. Is that right?
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen. Amen.
I like that. I'm not scared of that. I embrace that. Let's go to Psalms 91, and let's see. Does he say anything about the job of these ministering spirits? 91. Oh, my God. I thank God for your helpers, the watchers, the angels of the Lord. Psalms 91.
Psalm 91. For
I want you,
he should give his
beginning at verse 9 to 11.
Verse 9, the word of God said, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, and neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone.
But then, look what he says in 13 verse, what you will do as a believer in him.
Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shall I trample under feet, because he hath set his love upon me. Therefore would I deliver him. I would set him on high, because he hath known my name.
Wow. Do you know what Jesus did in the 28th chapter when he left the earth and was translated? He said, go in Luke 24, go preach in my name, which means
yeah.
go preach by my authentic calling upon your life, and I send you with my authority of my name, which I am the person that died and rose again. You have my authority. You have the right of my name, which is the use of my word. He said, go preach in every nation by the authority of the one person called Jesus Christ who died and rose again. Now, that name, do you know that demons got sense know to run at that name, and people have not even came to that yet. The demons know that name and tremble at the authority of that name. And they run and tremble, brother, when the authority and the power of that person and that name is mentioned. But the hard-headed people, like America, don't even fear and reverence the person of that name, Jesus Christ. That's why we're going to suffer some other stuff.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I got to tell it like it is, brother. Can't care. It doesn't make any difference whether you like it or not. You still got to blow the trumpet. I say you got to blow the trumpet in Zion. He said,
amen.
Cry loud. Isaiah 58 said, cry loud and spare not. Did John the Baptist, was he silent, brother? John the Baptist at the river, was he silent? Did he say, well, you know, I don't want to hurt nobody's feeling there. I got to be quiet here because somebody might get upset, you know. But did John,
right,
the Baptist at River Jordan, he cried till his voice was heard all into this. Amen. He was a shaker and a doer. John the Baptist was a shaker, bro. He was a
Amen.
Shaker. I mean, his voice, he said, repent. And he told the scribes, the Pharisees, the ones that supposed to be representing Jehovah, and to the king, his voice rung out.
Amen.
And we can't fear man. I said, if you're going to represent Christ in these letters, you can't fear man, nor devil, or traditions of churches who want you to be silent. Do you know that the churches, the Christian churches, a lot of things want you to be silent, brother?
Amen. Amen.
They want to put the muzzle on you? Hallelujah to Jesus.
Amen.
Now let's see what the angel Lord said. For he, and what? Let's read that again. Verse 9. Psalms 91. The Lord gave me Psalms 91 over 40 years ago, well over 40 years ago. Hallelujah. And I have escaped a lot of things that people don't know, because the angel of my deliverance I release in this prayer and covenant promise. And I escape a lot of things, brother. Hallelujah. Do you know why I'm still living today? When Satan had set traps and destruction before me. That's why you got to keep your mind stayed on Jesus. You can't let people get in your mind and track you, get all disturbed and distracted like this pandemic. People are so distracted, they're going to have to turn to Jesus and to the Word of God. And don't let nothing keep your mind. Listen. If Adam had listened to the voice of the living God and did not let his wife deter him and listen to her voice to please her. Now, you're supposed to please when your wife and your husband, you're supposed to be well-pleasing to help one another, but when it gets you off the course of God and get you off the mind of Christ, you got to consider.
Yeah.
You got to consider. You got to really consider. Because you know what happened to Mrs. What's his name? Down in Sodom and Gomorrah, Miss Lot.
Yeah.
Miss Lot, her mind and heart was somewhere else. You know, her heart and mind was back there, and she didn't want to go. They had to drag her.
Amen.
The daughters did not want to go. They was married to people they were not supposed to be married to. You can't let even a marriage separate you from the love of God. You got to honor wife, husband, and marriage, but you can't nothing let nothing separate you from the love of God and the mission of God. Because
Amen.
Even that can stop you from fulfilling God's mission, because you can't replace and put something else before the Lord Jesus. If you do, you're going to lose out, no matter what it is. And we have to reconsider when something's going to take our mission and our purpose of God away. You better pray and fast and stand before God and say, Lord, keep me focused. Lord Jesus, keep me focused. Keep
Amen.
Me focused on the purpose, on the mission. Thank you, Jesus. You know, Brother Draves, in the 96 mess, he want to walk away with so tough and so burdened, he want to give it up. His mission, his purpose, Brother Draves, and Angel says, this you must not do. I know you feel like giving up and the burden is heavy and people hate you and misuse you, but you can't give up your purpose for them. This you must not do. This you must not do. Hallelujah. Come too far to turn around. Come too far to give up. All right. Where are the sisters, the handmaidens at?
Well, I'm waiting. I'm waiting.
Okay. Let's read the scripture again.
All right.
When he shall give his angels charge over thee. Verse 13. He giveth angels charge over thee. Psalms 91. His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Did you get that, brother? Did we get that? The mission and the purpose of the God that angels had given charge over his believers, he said, let's go over that again because I can't go any further than Psalms 91 because that's a stop gate in Psalms 91. Beginning at verse, I gotta go there. Oh, let's go to verse 5 and come all the way down because it might open the eyes of people to some things they need to be open to. In 91st Psalms of Moses, Psalm is by Moses. 91 okay. And beginning at beginning at verse 5.
All right, we want to welcome. God bless you, Sister Helen. How you doing?
God bless.
God bless.
God bless. Psalms 91, verse 5 to verse 13. The word of God says, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thy eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet.
Wow. Can anybody encompass the greatness of God's love and care and this great benefit he has given to his people? That, wow. Wait a minute. Fear and fainting and being overtaken? Wait a minute. Now, hold on here. Wait a minute. Something. We got to get to the right place in God. Amen.
Yes.
Glad we welcome you because all the promises of God are yea.
Amen.
And never nay.
Amen.
God has not planned any defeat. I say
no
what the word say.
Amen.
The Lord God has not planned any defeats for us, nor has
Amen.
He planned any failures for us.
Yeah,
I'm backed up by the scriptures. That's all I can say what the scriptures
Amen.
Say.
Amen.
You can believe
Amen.
It or don't believe it. I'm not... It don't matter to me. It's up to you, baby. It's up to
Amen.
Me whether you want to believe it. I love you still on. My love is still for you, but it's up to you to choose.
Yes.
It's up to us to choose.
Amen.
When he gave me this scripture, I was praying. I had been fasting. I just had really over part of my, I'm in my grandma's house, and he gave me a script. These scriptures to me. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you, everywhere that the Lord backs up his word and his promise, Jesus, I'm talking about the Lord Jesus now. I'm not talking about all these other gods. I don't know but one living God, true God. But I want you to know he's faithful. He's faithful over his word to perform it.
Hallelujah.
All of his promises in Christ.
Yes,
he watches over his word to do it. Jeremiah said he watches over his word. He's not worrying about your emotions and your feelings. He watches over his word to do it.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
When the angels of God and the Psalms went on through, when they hear you, the voice of his word coming out of your mouth and you releasing it, they are activated. They get
Lord,
moving because they know the voice of his word. And they are moved. They are moved to activate. All right, I just want to say that we ain't got much time yet. The sister just came on, so I got to give them a little time here. Thank you, Jesus. But I have to finish reading, and then I give it. It says, "And listen, I got to read this because the people in the parts of the world way across who are suffering much, my brothers across the sea and nations and Turkey and Ceylon and Indonesia and India and Siam and there are islands of the sea, and the cry has come before the living God. I want you to know, if you cry out to the living God, help is on his way. Help is on his way. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Psalms 91.
Yes, Lord.
Psalms 91.
Jesus.
I'm sorry, sisters. I got to read this. I have to read this.
Amen.
I got to release. I got to release this. I got to release it.
Amen.
I got to pinpoint it to the ears of the one that's willing to hear. Psalm 91. When he gave me this, he gave me three other scriptures concerning my protection, because angels are to protect you in the earth. They're your secrets. That's part of their assignment, the believers. And he also protects even the sinners. Even sinners are protected to a certain degree. Okay.
Amen.
And he watches over the little children. Matthew 18.
Amen.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord God, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God. That's personal there. That's personal now. My God.
Yeah.
My God.
My God.
In him. In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee. I like that part. Guaranteed, he says, surely. That's a guarantee there. I like that guarantee. Stamp it, seal and deliver. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snares of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust.
Yes.
His truth shall be thy shield, and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid. Thou shalt not be in fear. For the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasted at noonday. A thousand shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. But it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because I have made the Lord Jehovah, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation.
Amen.
There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he giveth angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up. They shall bear thee up in their hand, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the antler, the young lion, and the dragon shall bow trampled on the feet. Because he has set his love, and this is the part, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer. And I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. Will I satisfy him and show him my salvation? Now, this promise, this is a particular thing. Part is about prophecy in Jesus, but it's not just talking about Jesus. It's talking about the body of believers in every nation in Christ. So, okay, dear sisters, I done taken your time, and so I just want you to write quickly. If you want to tell Sister Helen and Sister Nate how you were delivered again for the second time. Hallelujah, glory, glory, glory. Listen, I'm so glad to hear your voice, sister. It could be otherwise. I'm so glad to hear your voice, brother. It could have been otherwise. But thanks be to God, who is always faithful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you all can two can speak about your second deliverance in that storm again.
Amen. I thank the Lord tonight for his word. And I want to just add this little testimony before I tell that. Concerning the 91st Psalm was one of the psalms that Brother Lee gave to me in late 99, going into the year 2000. And when I was up on the back attack from the enemy, and I had to stand day and night on the word of God. And he gave me that 91 psalm over the phone and the most scriptures. And, you know, and I didn't know how to take that word unto myself. But I knew that word of God was the only thing that was going to stand for me. Because I couldn't get no help and no relief nowhere else. And I was standing in the middle of the floor. And I would circle myself round about. You know, in the Elijah message, and I would take that word in the middle of my bedroom floor, and I would just like holler that word up to the Lord, just speak it out loud, you know, to the Lord.
Yeah.
And I would pray, and I'm telling you, but you know, even though when I was using the word, the enemy was steady coming back. He'll go and he'll come back. He'll go and he'll come back. And to one day, that word came alive with me.
Hallelujah.
And the Lord allowed me, I fulfilled that enemy. He was coming. He was through the wall. And he would come and he would rest up on my left shoulder. And his hand would take and get around my ankle. And when it would get around my ankle, it would squeeze the life out of me. And that particular day, I felt him coming. And I stood in that floor. And I spoke to him. And I said, you can't come no further in the name of Jesus. And he turned around and he went back. And I'm
telling
you, it was the word. It was the word of God. It wasn't no pain pills. It wasn't no nerve pills. It wasn't no nothing. And when I would pray, I would get wet from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. I would have to change out the clothes like I was wringing with. And that word, that 91 song, and along with other words that Brother Lee gave to me, God delivered me, and he set me free that day.
Thank God.
About Sunday, about it was going on 1 o'clock, and I was sitting here at the table, and I was getting ready because John MacArthur was having their Easter service, and they were going live at 12:30 out in California. And I was sitting here, and I was looking at the broadcast, at the message he was bringing. And it came across my phone about this storm that was on its way to Durant. And And I took and I got up and I called Brother Nate. And I called Stella. I said, did you know a storm was on its way to Durant? And I said, if they said it'd be in Durant in maybe about 15 minutes, and the wind was 94 miles per hour. And
wow.
They said that the storm, it was on the ground. And they said it made it to Goodman. And I knew we were about 6 or 7 miles from Goodman. And I got back on the phone and called Brother Nate again. I said, Brother Nate, I said, they said it's coming down 51 highway across 55 highway. And I said, and it's coming at 94 miles per hour. And they were on the ground. And I'm telling you,
yeah.
We began to start praying.
Hallelujah.
And crying out to the Lord. And
yeah.
Before that storm made it into Durant, that newsman came across. He said that storm had been lifted. And he said it's
wow.
on its way to West. And I
yes.
dialed my friend in West. And she kept texting me. She was saying, I'm about to finish up listening to this message. And I said, and then she signed the call. And I told her, I said, a storm is on its way to where? And I said, it's 94 miles per hour. And then about that time, I heard the news say, it's headed toward the light tower. And I said, the light tower? And I said, that's Mac Adams. And by the time I said it was Mac Adams, he said, going toward Mac Adams. And that's not not too far from where Stella lived. And I started praying and commanding this storm to go up, you know, and disappear,
yeah.
you know, from over in that area. And then it went on out toward Ether, out through that way. And I'm telling you, the Lord, he did. He blessed
yeah.
us.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
And
yes.
then that night, it was about 10:30, and we had just got off of the prayer line, and I came in the living room, and I sat in the recliner, and I said, John, I said, I hear something. And he said, what is it? He said, the storm is gone. He said, it's going to be over 8 o'clock. I said, I'm telling you, I said, I hear something. And we got up and he went to the door and he said it's storming. And I got on the phone and I called up to the police department and I said, what's going on? And they said a storm is coming through. And I was sitting in that chair and I said, John, I hear that wind. You can hear it right out behind my shop out there. And we already had prayer. And I told Sister Mary, I said, Sister Mary, I said, you know what? I said, I remember Brother Clark that the Lord said that when trials and tribulations come up on him, to sing this song that the storm is passing over. Hallelujah. And I'm
yeah,
telling
yeah.
you, I was sitting in that chair. I didn't have no other choice. I lift my head, I started singing that song. That the storm
yeah.
is passing over.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, the Lord let that storm pass over us. And right behind my shop, it broke the top out of that tree.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Amen.
Bless.
But the Lord.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Glory.
He did it
yes.
again.
He did it again. He did it again.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
He did it again,
did it again
yes.
and
yes.
again.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And
yes,
the angels
Lord.
Of the Lord turn that storm away. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Brother Nate, it came near your house too, right?
Yeah, it did. When Sister Helen actually called a second time, I told her, I said, okay, let's pray. And
amen.
We started to exercise the authority of Jesus Christ. When Christ said, peace be still to the storm.
Yes.
And he gave me a symbolism and a figurative scene. You know, there's some trees behind my house here. And, you
mm-hmm.
know, when that tornado was about to hit the trees, you know how the wind is making it wave real bad. And as we
mm-hmm.
had prayed and exercised our authority in Christ Jesus, He just let me see out the back of the window. Everything went still. It just uh-huh. went calm. Everything just and I looked at the trees. They were just still. And I was talking to a sister wow. on the phone afterwards. And I said, you know, the Lord is letting me look at these trees and they're just still, which was the opposite mm-hmm. of what it were earlier. And mm-hmm. so that night, what Sister Helen talking about, it was around, like she mm-hmm. said, I had noticed around about 10 o'clock. And I was getting ready to go to bed, and that wind was real high. And it was hitting
yeah.
against the house. And
mm-hmm.
I think I told my wife, my wife's on the phone, I said, wait a minute. I said, this thing trying to come back. I said, no.
Mm-hmm.
So I started to exercise my authority once again, because one of the things that God brought back to me that in 97, when I was married, we was living in a trailer. Now, you think it's something for a wind to blow a house. We living in a trailer on blocks, and we were living in a trailer. And I remember how that wind, that tornado was coming, and it hit the trailer and it started rocking the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember mm-hmm. that I got down on my knees, and the Lord brought back the scripture to me of how Jesus, by the authority, rebuked the storm.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I started yeah. rebuking the storm. Within
mm-hmm.
10 minutes, everything quit.
Mm-hmm.
So it turned around, it happened again, I think that next week or the next day. Same scenario. This time when I did it, 5 minutes, everything stopped. It stopped like it hadn't even been raining.
Mm.
And
wow.
the Lord had let me see the realness of the authority in Christ
yeah.
that he had
yeah.
given the believer.
Yeah.
And we have failed
yes.
in really beholding what he has given us. And I understand
mm-hmm.
why he said, concerning the authority over demon spirits, he said, behold. I understand why he said mm-hmm. the word behold.
Yes.
Because,
mm-hmm.
behold, he wants you to see this, and we had failed to see it. But he showed me, you know, in that trailer, he showed me this past Sunday again, because he brought
mm-hmm.
that back to me. The authority
mm-hmm.
that I use to command
yes,
the storm to be still is the same authority I have given to you.
Amen.
And so when we start
Amen.
Praying, that's when I start rebuking the storm in
Hallelujah.
The name of Jesus. I start
yeah,
saying,
amen.
Peace
yes.
be still in the name
yes.
of Jesus.
Jesus.
And I'm
yes.
telling
Amen.
You that when it lifted, everything went calm.
Yeah.
It just
yeah.
everything just went calm like it had,
yeah.
hadn't been raining. Hadn't been doing nothing, and I just looked out the back window, and the trees were still. And the Lord
mm-hmm.
put my focus
Great.
At the trees. He said, notice, it's not, the trees are still. It's still
Hallelujah.
Because you use
mm-hmm.
the authority that I have given you in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory. We so glad to know that
Amen.
He's alive,
yes.
and he's real today. And we want
yes.
you to know everywhere in the world that Jesus Christ is the living God, and that nothing is more powerful than his word and his spirit
Amen.
To perform
Amen.
The promises. You can look
yes.
to him and believe on him
mm-hmm.
and be kept and preserved in these allowed. And he will give his angels charge over thee to keep
yes.
thee. At least I
Amen.
Put a dash on the stone. Amen.
Amen
and amen. We love you.
Amen.
We love you.
Amen.
We're praying for you. Turn your eyes upon
Amen.
The Lamb of God.
Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Can I just say right quick?
Amen.
Could you all just pray with me? Althea Jenkins lost her brother. Her brother's son is in ICU with coronavirus, and her brother's daughter, she have recovered. And I've been
mm-hmm.
In touch with her and praying with her and making sure I give her the word of God. And, you
yes.
know, just like, you know, with Job, you know, a lot of times things will go past us, but it'll hit somebody else that's
mm-hmm.
close to, you know. And I just ask, you know, to, I know it's not just her family, it's other families too, but that we were standing
uh-huh.
together and praying, you know, for, we know her and the people that are, you know, and during this sad time, I put it that way. And I thank God
mm-hmm.
for his saving grace.
Amen.
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 Amen. Jesus intervened.
Amen.
Intercede.
Yes. Yes, Lord Jesus.
You are the high priest. We
yes,
ask for your intercession and your
yes,
compassion
Lord.
And your faithfulness. to remember this request and come and show yourself and reveal yourself to all those who are far away and those that turn their back on you. Show your compassion and your mercy and your deliverance. In Jesus' mighty name, we decree your miracle. We decree your miracle on their lives. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for another blessed broadcast. Don't forget tomorrow night, another God's Word to Man broadcast, Heart to Heart with Brother Lee and the Handmaidens. Look for the advertisement at 7 o'clock p.m. So once again, this is Brother Lee with Brother Nate, Sister Anderson, Sister Teague. We love you all. God bless and God keep you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
God bless.
Amen.